Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the most important things in your life.
What's that?
And one of the hardest things to fix.
Uh-oh.
Is your credit score.
Oh, yeah.
But the story we're about, and the story we're about to share with you, it's going to be the least surprising of the week. Mm. But it seems even the places that are the worst in our area.
Yeah.
Are doing actually pretty good.
All right.
When it comes to what banks will be willing to do for you.
Because there's like a number you got to hit, right?
Yes, yeah. And there's a number that everyone wants, there's a number that everyone is okay with, and then there's a number that everyone has.
The busted number.
You're hanging out in the break room, it's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into the story.
Yeah.
This was on News 8 this week.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh has some of the best credit scores in America.
Oh, yeah. Throw the wait, in America?
In America.
God damn.
Shockface, one of the most affluent suburbs in New York.
No, but think about how many affluent towns there are, and this is one of the top.
Sure. I got another story here. Water is wet.
Don't be jealous, man.
Study on Wallet Hub had Pittsburgh as 10th in the nation with a median.
Wait, number 10.
In America.
That's impressive. 10.
With a median credit score of 784. If Tommy did not live there, it would be 815.
But I don't, like, when I first moved here.
Put a pin in it. Put a pin in it. Okay, so not bad, 784.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Not bad, yeah. Also high on the list in our area, Fairport.
Okay, another rich sub.
Wow, they finished just outside the top 50. Webster also did well.
Okay.
But when it came to the lowest in the greater Rochester
area.
Let's
just get right to your neighborhood, your dad's house.
Was it?
does the credit score just hover around your dad? Like wherever he goes? It's like tracking a hurricane. Elias is moving up the East Coast.
It was the city of Rochester with the lowest credit
score. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But here's what's interesting.
What's that?
The city of Rochester, now keep in mind, Pittsburgh was 10th in America with a credit score of 784. The city of Rochester, mm-hmm. the lowest in our area, had mm-hmm. a median credit score of 701.
That's pretty, so not too far off.
That's pretty good considering it's one of the poorest cities in America.
Thank you! Like all,
but we're really good with money. We just don't have a lot of it.
All things considered.
That's okay. Really impressive.
Okay, now think about your personal credit score back in the day. Mm. Tommy, if I would have told you when you first moved here.
Oh, bro. I had no credit. I had nothing.
No credit, no talent, no looks.
My American Express card had been suspended for months. I had no credit card.
Okay.
I was 3 months behind on my Geo Metro car payment of $122 a month.
That was your car payment?
My car payment was $122 a month. I was 3 months behind on that, and I had no credit card.
Okay, by the way, this didn't happen in the 1970s. This was in 1993?
Yes, 1993. Yeah. I moved here. I always tell the story. I moved here with $35 at 34 years old. That's everything I had. Was in my pocket.
He didn't even have a dollar for every year he was alive.
No.
But here's the thing, man. Yeah. Look, I get it. We've all been in those spots before. To your point, when I was on the road, I would have killed a man to have a 701 credit score.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting to hear like 610 from the city of Rochester.
We had a buddy that needed a cell phone, and we had an advertiser on the show, and I said, hey, man, can you help the kid out? And he goes, sure. Uh-huh. And he couldn't help him out. They wanted back that. Well, this is when they were handed cell phones out,
right.
Man. They wanted $1,000 up front to give him a cell phone plan. That's how bad his credit was.
So here's the thing. Finding out that Rochester, the city of Rochester, has the lowest credit score in the greater Rochester area with 701, the median one. It's actually a better credit score than every other upstate city. Rochester beat Albany at 697. They beat Cuse at 678. And they beat the city of Buffalo at 675.
All right.
So why do people in the greater Rochester area have some of the best credit scores in the state?
It is surprising because you think it would be those are pretty those towns are pretty equal as far as like money.
You would think so.
I mean, they're not affluent towns.
No. I mean, yeah, you're right. I would think Albany, just because of, you know, all the, look, there's movers and shakers.
There's government jobs there and that pay well.
And there's a whole economy around government jobs, lobbying and all that stuff, right? I mean, that increases the population and the odds of credit scores will be higher, I would think, unless all of our politicians have terrible credit scores.
Do we have, I don't know how this would affect it, but do we have more people here that maybe deal in cash that wouldn't get a credit card because they're using cash, so those people are eliminated from bringing down the score?
Okay, but why would that be more here than Albany, Syracuse, Buffalo? You know what I'm saying?
These are all similar cities. Unless there's more people driving up, there's people with money that live inside the city limits that drive the score up.
But I mean, like, if you drive around Syracuse, Buffalo, and Albany, there are affluent areas and there are areas that aren't
like
affluent.
In the city,
Joe Walsh. Sorry, it would have been funny had I just got it off.
No, but like East Avenue and Park Avenue has like all those mansions and there's like doctor's offices and I don't know.
Every city has that.
I know, but like that much, it may be inside the city.
Buffalo has that all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
It's there.
Really nice
and they have Jim Kelly and, you know, Josh.
Do you think Jim Kelly has a good credit score?
Oh, yeah. Bro, he's been making money his whole life.
Just because you have money doesn't mean you have a good credit score.
Well, I think I will say this. I would love to see what Jim Kelly's credit score before he got married. Because he was a bachelor with making money for a long time.
Yeah.
And he partied his ass off.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Story that on News 8 yesterday says that Pittsford, New York, has the 10th highest credit score, median credit score for their citizens in America, 784. The city of Rochester at the lowest, but it's 701, which is the best of all the upstate cities. And we're asking, what about our area keeps our credit score so high? Because here's the thing, man. If you were to drive around and look, you wouldn't think that. And I'm not talking about the poverty. Mm. I'm talking about all of the boats and RVs and hot tubs and pools that we see.
The extras.
Yes. You would think that not everyone is on time with those payments, and that would be dragging our credit scores down.
But there's also something else that I think is unique in this area. There's a lot of old money in this town based on what used to be here.
Okay.
So I wonder if that also helps the credit score.
Why?
Old money that...
No, I got it.
I mean, that didn't get spent. Like, you didn't blow through it all.
But in the city of Rochester?
Again, I don't know. it's not the city, but look at Irondequoit.
Okay. Yeah.
You have a lot of older people that didn't live big time. You know, they saved their money. They live off their savings.
But those are the
like
people
that.
I would think that are using cash.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That wouldn't necessarily have a whole lot of credit.
Have never opened up a credit card in their lives. They got mattress money. Although, I mean, if you have a house, you probably...
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless you paid cash, straight cash back in the day, kept handing it down from one Italian man to another Italian man. Does the price of homes here have something to do with it? Because there's been a lot of turnover the last couple of years, people moving in.
Well, why would that drive up your credit score?
Well, here's what I'm saying. If you're spending money that people are on these homes, right? Your credit score has to probably be pretty good.
Yeah, true.
Right? To get a all mortgage, to have the cash there. And that's been happening all over the greater Rochester area, including in the city.
Okay,
but what about cultural reasons? Kind of what you're saying here.
Yeah.
Rochester has been an immigrant hotspot since it was established.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Anyone that has an old Italian or Puerto Rican or Indian or whatever relative knows how tight first and second generation Americans can be with a dollar.
Yeah.
Do those ideas get passed down?
Well, maybe so.
Right?
But you also have a lot of young people that are now like Kimmy and like my stepdaughter that moved back into the city.
Okay.
Okay, that had good credit scores that also helped that for years these people weren't coming back into the city that are now coming back into the city to buy these older homes and fixing them up.
Okay.
So that might help the credit score too, where you have people coming back in.
When I see a young person, I just automatically assume they have terrible credit.
But they got that house. They had to have some kind of good, like, Jimmy had a good credit score.
Okay.
So 20 years ago, people were not moving back into those neighborhoods. Those neighborhoods were just dying.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Did you know what your husband's credit score was when you guys got married or when you like first started living together?
No, I had no idea.
Do you know what it is now?
I know it wasn't great. I don't know what it is now.
Is that a deal breaker for women? Like, if you're going to get serious with a
man. Well, I guess, like, it takes some time in a relationship to be upfront and honest about your finances. It's not, like, usually the first question you're asking somebody, because, I mean, they could just lie about it.
Can I tell you guys a story?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, like, you know, look, when I met my wife, I didn't have a lot going for me. Right? Road comic.
Yeah.
Busted. All this stuff. But for whatever reason, she was into me.
Mm-hmm.
I was confident when I revealed what my credit score was to my, at the time, fiance, that it was over.
Oh.
Confident. Like, I seem to remember, like, it starting with a five. Like, I don't even kid it, go that low?
Okay.
Like, I told you guys, there was a point where I was
Did it start with a five or a point five?
I told you guys, there was a point where I was not legally allowed to use banks
because
I had overdrawn my account so many times, right? So I was not allowed to open up a bank anywhere in America.
You were like a Panamanian dictator.
When I revealed my credit score to my wife, I was confident she was going to walk, and she didn't, and she actually helped me rebuild my credit because she had a really good credit score and knew what she was doing.
So I hid some stuff from my wife during the beginning of our relationship, not before we were married.
This one.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't bring it up because I, you know, I was embarrassed. I don't bring up embarrassing.
I get it. I get it.
So when we were getting ready to, like, because she thought I was, you know, I had my own house and stuff. You know, it was empty.
Yeah.
Like, there were some tells that should have told her this. So she didn't know I had a second mortgage on the house.
Oh, you didn't tell her that?
Well, I didn't come up and, hey, want to date me? I have a second mortgage. You know, I got divorced. I had to cover my ass.
Sure,
so
I
was carrying paper on my house.
Sure.
So when I was selling my house before we were, like, consolidating everything, I go, yeah, I got to pay out that other thing. She goes, what other thing? I go, I owe this amount still on the house. She goes, what? I go, yeah. It's like, she didn't know.
So how long have you been dating her for?
A couple years.
Holy crap! A couple of years?
Well, I didn't, like, I don't, like, disclose financial statements.
How many? See, bro, I would think after a year it's time to start talking about that stuff.
No, but not that. See, and it cleared up. I sold it. I paid it all off. So she thought I was going to get this, but I actually was only going to get that.
I was good again.
Now you're going to get
See, I would think credit score might be a deal breaker if you're meeting later in life than it would be up front.
We were.
Because, like, I mean, when my husband and I started dating, like, neither of us had money.
Well, yeah,
so
you're
who
just
am
coming
I to
up.
Judge his, you know, financial situation when I'm not in a great one either?
But I always
know?
I also always assume women have way better credit scores
than
men.
They do, because guys are just so... Like, if you take a single man in his 50s and a single woman in her 50s, I guarantee you she's way more financially stable than that dude.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks have been waiting patiently on hold. Again, Pittsford, New York has some of the highest median credit scores in America. They are 10th in the nation with a score of 784. The worst area in the greater Rochester area is the city of Rochester. But even that, the lowest one is 701, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
It beat out Albany, Syracuse, and Buffalo when it comes to upstate New York. Let's talk to Patrick. Hey, Patrick, what's up, buddy?
Hi. I think that my theory on that has to do with our industrial history. You know, Kodak, Bausch & Lomb, and Xerox, that those weren't heat and bend technologies. People had, you know, were, you know, twisting screws all day.
Sure.
But those people were paid better back in the day.
Yeah,
so
but those people were gone.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick, here, let's just pause for a second. So, like, Kodak really started shedding people in the late 90s?
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yeah, but the houses that those people owned are still here. And they go for more. We, you know, when you said earlier that every city has a Park Avenue, we have more Park Avenues than other cities.
Is that is that true? Like, you know that as a fact, or you're just
we
theorizing?
Have the largest Park Avenue on
I've,
Park
I've heard
Avenue.
People at the Landmark Society say Rochester's got some of the best housing stock of any city its size.
The fact that you know that disturbs me. That you talk to those people on a regular basis.
I've been on tours of the, you know.
Okay.
I went on the ghost tour.
So. Yeah, you saw Tommy's career. Patrick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I know, like, we always, you know, leaning into the Kodak thing.
Mm-hmm. But it's so long ago.
Exactly. Like, think about this.
Right? By the way, this whole area was full of industry 50, 60 years ago.
I don't think, other than spiritual, the influence that Kodak and Xerox has is visible in
Still
Rochester
here.
Anymore.
Yeah. No, it's gone.
I don't. I mean,
it's just a name.
Exactly.
It's all changed.
Yeah. When's the last time that Kodak was employing a significant amount of people in the greater Rochester area?
Probably 30 years ago.
Xerox? I mean, think of all these things, right? We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Bob. He's got the last word. Hey, Bobbo, how are you, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself?
Good, man. What's up?
Oh, not much. I was just touching on the credit discussion about I've been with my girlfriend about 6 years now, and when we first got together I was kind of bragging about my credit a little bit, so I ended up asking her what hers was, and that was kind of a deal breaker. you know, for us getting together.
Wait, you broke? Okay, so it was.
So she had crappy credit?
No, I was curious before we, you know, took it a step further what her credit was.
Okay, so what number could she have said? What is the minimum number that she could have said where you would have stayed with her?
700. Okay. That's kind of.
All right. Well, good. You can date the city of Rochester. That's good, Bob.
Well, I live in the Finger Lakes, so it's a little different out here.
It was a joke. I don't think you're going to date the whole city of Rochester. But thanks for the call, Bob. Have a good rest of the day.
So that's a weird one.
What about it was weird?
Like a guy would be like, well, what's your credit score, man?
Well, to Kimmy's point, he sounded like a guy that was, he wasn't like a kid.
Yeah.
He said that was 6 years ago. He's been with her for 6 years. Right. Look, if I'm 40.
You don't want to take that on now.
Exactly. Yeah. 40, 50 years old. Maybe I have the opportunity to retire. I'm taken care of. Am I going to take on the burden of someone else's financial issues?
But she's just a smoke show.
But bro, okay,
does
fine.
Does it all. Everything's on the menu. Everything's on the menu.
You think her credit.
She don't know how to say no.
You think her credit would be better.
But would you bail on a credit?
Well, look, I mean, they do say that finances is the number one issue that leads to divorce. So why would I walk into that? Which, again, is why I thought when my then fiance, now wife, found out my credit score that I was gone.
I know.
Like, I even walked in like a dog that just crapped on the floor, like my shoulder. Okay, this is what it is.
I would also worry the older they are, the less likely they are to change their habits, their spending habits. So it might be something that maybe they'll just always have an issue with.
Yeah.
Good point.
Man.
All right. Well, look, good news for Pittsford. If you'd like your credit score to go up even higher, find a way to get Tommy out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What if I told you this weekend, a man from our area would be on center stage in front of tens of millions of people worldwide?
That's a superstar.
It is. It's true. And this man earned it. The only thing is he will be the last guy you're looking at when you turn on these games on Saturday.
But he'll be there.
Oh, he'll be there. All right. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game.
What's going on?
Is Tommy impressed?
All right.
The Final Four is this weekend. And when you turn on the games to see who survives and advances, you are going to see West Henrietta resident Jeff Anderson.
Is he a coach?
No. Anderson is a referee.
Oh, nobody likes him.
He's the Tommy Mulet of basketball. Here's the thing. Jeff Anderson is one of the best referees in the game.
But what does that get you? Like, no, that's
it gets you to ref a Final Four game.
No, but that's a great title that nobody cares about.
You don't think so?
Well, think about everything that's going on in the Final Four.
Okay.
Nobody cares about the refs.
Well, they do when things are going wrong.
That's my point. So everybody hates you, and nobody cares about you. You're
the Tommy Mulet of basketball.
Yeah, I guess you are.
But I do think that there are some referees that are more respected than others. Like, people put more trust in, like, that group of refs versus another group of refs.
So here's how I could tell you. It's a great job to have, I'm sure.
Okay.
But nobody's impressed.
Okay.
If you were at a bar and you met that guy,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, "Yeah, man, I was just doing the Final Four."
Yeah.
The first thing you would say is, "Hey, who'd you meet? Like, who were you around?
So
did you meet
not
somebody?
Impressed.
Like, you, I want to know who you met."
Here's why
you suck.
You should be impressed.
All right. I am impressed, kind of.
No, you're not impressed.
You literally just said you wouldn't be impressed.
You just crapped on the poor guy for 3 minutes.
I'm not crapping on him. Do you ever meet Bobby Knight?
I don't know if he's how
long.
Fun fact, what? NCAA basketball referees have to earn the right to work the biggest games.
Well, don't they all, every sport?
No, but I'm saying, like, there's a point system. So only the best referees ref in the Final Four.
Okay, so he has to earn it all the way through the season.
And this will be Anderson's sixth Final Four appearance.
God damn, man. So he's met them all.
Well, he's... Tommy, what I'm saying is this man is at the peak of his profession, and he will be right in the middle of the action of one of the biggest sporting events on the planet. Are you impressed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are you a dick, man?
Because, I never pay attention to this his position. The only reason I'm looking at his position is because he's from here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's not like a glamorous position. He's the lowest guy on the floor.
So here's why you're wrong about that, too.
What?
Jeff Anderson is also, like, famous to basketball fans.
Like, people know this guy?
Yes.
For what reason?
Yeah,
what
did he do?
No, he didn't do anything. So Jeff Anderson has this weird habit of running with his high knees. Like, when he runs down the court, he, like, runs with his knees.
That sounds comical.
Well, it does look funny. But there is a Twitter account called at High Knees Ref that is dedicated only to videos of Jeff Anderson in college basketball games running with his high knees.
Okay.
So if you watch college basketball, even if you weren't from here, you would know this guy immediately.
All right. So he's actually more famous for his high knees than being a ref.
Well, and he's really good at it. 6'5".
No, but I mean, like, but it's more, like, more, he gets more hits. Well, being high knee dude.
What
it's like Ed Hockley and his physique, right?
Yeah,
like everybody
guns.
Just knew him as the jacked ref for a while.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to find
Would you
reason?
Rather be jacked ref or high knee ref? Like, what's going to get you laid at the bar? High knees or jacked dude?
But jack 50-year-old guy's going to get laid? Is that what's going to happen?
He's going to get laid over a high knee guy.
I don't know. What if those knees
check out this running form.
Like, you would have to run it up and down the bar. You couldn't even dance with that guy because he'd give you a concussion.
If you met...
Wow, man, stop it.
If you met High Knees Ref, would you make him run around the bar?
You'd almost have to.
He's not going to get up and run around. You guys
I don't know. What if he
fours?
Embraces it?
Well, yeah, show me. Do your little dance for me.
Okay, there are some people who are mildly famous in Rochester who would do what they're famous for, right?
Yeah.
He's not. He doesn't have to. He's nothing to impress
maybe cool.
you for. Now, the guy
he's also not rich. You don't get rich doing it.
So I don't know, though. That's a good question. Because, look, the integrity of the game matters.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you have to work your way up. I would think that once you reach the level that this man from Henrietta, Jeff Anderson, who will be reffing in the Final Four for the sixth time this weekend, I would think that you have to pay them enough where they can't be influenced by outside sources.
Is it a full-time job?
I think so.
Ooh.
Well, okay.
It's not.
Well, let me tell you this. I will say this.
What?
The thing that really sucks about jobs like this, and again, we're talking about Jeffrey Anderson. He will be reffing his sixth Final Four. He's a West Henrietta native. I know this goes for basketball and hockey. I'm not sure about other sports. These ref who work these big-time games will also work rec league games locally in the offseason.
Okay, that kind of waters down your thing.
Well, it...
If you're at the Y the next week.
So there are hockey refs who were college pro and Olympic games that are also reffing beer league on Tuesdays in the summer. And I don't know if he still does this.
But are they doing it for the money or they just like to be part of, you know, stay fresh?
I don't know.
Keep them knees fresh.
Jeff Anderson, the guy we're describing, at one point, he was reffing basketball at the Sports Garden in Henrietta. And I know this because I got in his face like 15 years ago having no idea what his background was.
Oh, okay.
And it was a bad call. I played a league. It was a bad call.
So you're kind of making my point of not being impressed.
Well, no, but I don't know.
You're at a beer garden league ref guy.
Sports garden beer league.
All right.
But is it also sad that he's arguing over a game at the beer garden
rec
league?
I was wrong. I was 20, 20 something years old. I was being a jackass. But credit Jeffrey Anderson. And again, I had no
idea.
I had no idea. He did. Yeah, he was just like cool about it. Like, yeah, whatever, man. It's cool. It's fine. He wasn't even mad at me. And one of my buddies pulled me aside. It was like, hey, you know, that guy's like an NCAA. I was, shut up, no.
Because you wouldn't believe that either, right? You thought the guy was lying. Why would he be here?
That guy who I played ball with made me go to his house when college basketball season started, like months later, to watch him ref like an ESPN game. And at that point, I was very embarrassed and I felt very stupid.
Hey, you also got to meet a muckety muck, kind of.
I also saw him coming out of the gas station near my house one time.
What?
I was a little starstruck. I was a little bit starstruck.
All right. Would you put him up in the Brian Gionta level of sports fame here? Like when you talk about famous athletes and guys connected to the sport in town.
Okay, if we're talking fame.
Stanley Cup champion.
What did you
Captain
stop?
Of the Montreal Canadiens.
You kind of just fizzled out
and
there.
And Kneezy.
Okay.
The Garden.
When it comes to fame, obviously no.
Yeah,
he's not as close to famous as Brian Gionta or Ryan Callahan or all those guys, right? But when it comes to being at the pinnacle of your profession.
You earned it, man.
I mean, look, this will be his sixth Final Four.
You're like the world's tallest midget.
He's Tommy Mulet?
Yes.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Is Tommy impressed? Local referee Jeffrey Anderson will be reffing his sixth Final Four this weekend. You can tune in and watch his high knees going up and down the court. I'm not sure which game he's got. Kimmy, do we know yet?
Look at me.
I'm not sure.
That's why I said, Kimmy, do we know yet?
Well,
not everything's about you.
Oh, so you don't know if he has the early or the late game.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if they assign the refs early or if it's right that day. So, again, they can't be... You know, it would make sense that you would hide that information.
Right.
I don't know. Let's talk to Joe. He might be able to help us out here. Hey, Joe, you're on CMF.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Good. Well, if Tommy's not impressed with the guy going to the Final Four, we actually had a referee from Western New York at the World Cup in Qatar this past November.
That's not going to be any better.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, for people to get to that level of the profession, it's just the amount of work and effort that goes involved, And we're not doing. And they don't do.
Hey, man!
Same,
all you
right?
do is blow a whistle. Dedication to the game.
Tommy, it took you 30 years to continue to suck in one chair. These people did this in 10 years to make it across the world to a referee event.
Right. Joke
saying.
Was not great.
I
mean, but
like
I
he swam there, man.
All right, Joe. You said you are a ref. What do you ref?
Soccer and hockey in the winter.
Okay, gotcha.
Mostly hockey.
Oh, we've talked to you before. Okay, so Joe, you've worked with guys that do the professional stuff, and then you'll do hockey with some of these guys that do beer league too. Is the money not good, and that's why they come back and do this stuff, or is it just to get out?
Stay fresh.
Keep moving, stay in shape.
They're like panhandlers.
It's partially to stay fresh, but there is, a lot of this is social too. A lot of our best friends are through the referee community, right?
A bus of guys getting together. Blowing whistles.
You have no friends, Tommy. You have no friends.
I have no whistle. But there's no money. These guys have no money, man. Most of them have regular jobs. Well, your guy that went over to Saudi Arabia, has he got a regular job?
It was a she, actually, and she is a full-time professional referee in the MLS.
Oh,
so.
Your stupid face! In your stupid face! Ugly?
Yeah, They make a very good money doing that. So it takes a lot to get there, but it's very good money.
Right, well,
it's Pittsburgh money.
Ooh.
Low Pittsburgh. It's like my Pittsburgh money.
No, bro, you don't have Greece
Pittsburgh
money. You're gonna start talking about Pittsburgh money. Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. You must really have to like someone to go out and ref beer league hockey in July.
It sounds like something that they just enjoy doing, which is crazy because you would think, you just get a bunch of dicks like you arguing stupid calls.
I don't argue calls anymore. I was like 20. Give me a break.
Yeah, but there are other 20-year-olds like you that are doing the same thing.
The world's never
going
to run out of 20-year-old dicks. Yeah. Know that.
Well, no, to your point.
I don't care what part of the world you're in.
To your point. There has to be something... An adrenaline rush to, using hockey. You're on the ice with these superstars. Using basketball, you're on the floor with these kids. And
kids that are going to eventually go on and play professionally.
You're having conversations with these legendary coaches, right? And, I mean, there is a mutual respect. You see it, right? You hear it from the players, Kimmy, after the games and things like that. But to go from that and that adrenaline rush and the lights and, you're trying to be at the peak of performance to have, you're right, a 36-year-old guy like me sweating on you, accidentally blasting you in the hip with a puck while I'm trying to rim it out of the defensive zone. Like, that sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the motivation?
Why would you
$50?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is Tommy impressed? Jeffrey Anderson, West Henrietta native, reffing the Final Four for the sixth, count it, sixth time. Let's give Bill the last word. Hey, Billy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Good, man, what's up?
Good. Hey, I got a question. I'm pretty impressed you get to the Final Four all them times, and I got a question. How many championship games has this guy done? That's like getting a second place trophy every time.
Okay, first of all, Bill, and good to talk to you. I just realized who you recognize.
Yeah,
your
voice. Sounds different.
Yeah, miss you, Bill. First of all, how many Final Fours have you reffed?
No, I haven't. Oh, I'm too. I wouldn't be able to go down the floor.
Couldn't even say the sentence. No, I mean, Bill. No, to your point, it is weird how in college basketball, championships don't seem to matter. They do, but they always reference the Final Fours the coaches have made before
I've
they reference
the actual
the championships that they won. I don't know why. Maybe he is reffing the championship game on Saturday or Monday, Tuesday.
Guess we won't know yet.
I hope he is.
All right,
nice to see a local guy do it.
All right, well, Bill, go look for those high knees. Great to talk to you, man. Have a good rest
Thanks,
of the day,
guys.
All right, take care. There goes Bill. So, not impressed then?
I guess. And by the way, has he ever done the pros? Like the actual pros? Has he ever been to the NBA?
Don't they kind of usually stick to like one? Like they, if they're a college ref, they're usually, they kind of like stay there.
Oh, I thought they plucked him from the college to go to the pros.
No, because it's the same. I think that happens in football sometimes. I don't know if that happens in the NBA, but the seasons, they go at the same time, so you couldn't do both.
Oh. No, I'm saying like you would like graduate to the pros.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's been doing this for a very long
time.
Never
got that call, huh?
Maybe college pays more.
Ooh.
I doubt it.
Well, there's also more games to ref.
Yeah.
And they might route you better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's almost time to... Your Rochester Red Wings kick off this evening, and a man here to help us celebrate all of it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Please put your hands together for the triumphant appearance of our good buddy. You can check him out on the live stream at WCMF.com or on the Odyssey app. All that brought to you by Three Heads Brewery, the official brewery of general managers.
Oh.
Dan Mason of the Rochester Red Wings. Hey, Mace, what's up, buddy?
The studio is amazing, guys.
Not really.
Love your new digs.
All we did was put 3 cameras
in. You got some new furniture. And
okay.
Tommy got kind of a desk.
Yeah.
And these things work? I don't know what you call these. The things that hold the microphones?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they
work. Mic holder.
Yeah.
It works for now. So, Mace, if you're watching the live stream, you see Mace is wearing all of his Rochester Red Wings memorabilia. He got that sweet old school coat on. You look like every 8-year-old in 1978 on his way to the sand lot to play ball.
I know.
What do you got? Oh, and the jacket's coming off, ladies.
We got to show all the drip. You know what I mean?
Wow. Tom, that's such a young person thing. Tommy didn't even catch that.
What do you say?
Exactly. All right, so, Mace, you guys are first pitch today.
Today, gates open at 2:30. Game time 4:05. The first 1,000 fans get a free toboggan hat.
Ooh.
First 2,500 fans get a free magnetic schedule. And Milo the Bat Dog will be making the first of his career high 8 appearances at Innovative Field this year.
How hard has that been? Now, I know Innovative Field is great. It's a, you know, new name is fine. Mm. How hard has that been to switch over to Innovative Field for you? Because you've been working, you know, over there for a very long time.
Yeah, habits are hard to break sometimes. But I think we got it down pat now. Okay. Innovative Field.
All right, so 4:05 today, You got all those giveaways. We'll get to this weekend, but there are things we have to discuss with you that have been brewing here in the break room for a while.
So what's going on?
Well, Tommy, we were talking last week that they revealed their new food items.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesdays, which sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Told you about the Mexican rice bowls.
Very tasty.
We got them here. This is the one of this is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Delicious.
Amazing. Thank you for bringing them in. Mm-hmm. But the thing that threw us for a loop, Mace, you guys are going to be doing soup of the day at the ballpark. Tommy, we had been discussing soup, not really ballpark food.
Yeah, it doesn't move well.
No. No.
Like, I'd have to get the soup and walk to my seat, then eat the soup.
And you need a spoon?
I need a spoon. I need a place to put the soup while I'm not eating it.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you are at a scenario, Mace, where there could be balls flying out of the park, and I'm holding a steaming hot cup of soup.
Yeah.
Just kind of, I mean, it seems like a liability that you wouldn't want a part of, Mace.
So did you get a lot of requests for soup?
We have very athletic fans. They're nimble. Yeah. So if there's a foul ball coming their way, we feel very confident they'll be able to get their soup and themselves out of the way.
All right, so you had asked a question.
A lot of requests for soup. That's why you went down the soup road.
Well, you know, we're always trying to do new things. And
yeah,
in
soup
April,
not new.
Well, no.
Soup's actually like,
it's not
one of the
new.
First things.
It's like
ever.
One of the first three foods ever.
Yeah. New at a ballpark, though.
Okay. I think we crawled out of soup. That's how we became humans. yeah, that soupy thing.
So wings are home this weekend. But, you know, in April, some of the games are a little chilly.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
what
yeah.
is better on a little crisp day than soup?
So what kind of soup do you got?
We're going to have, well, the chef, Chef Keith, he does, so far I've had the broccoli soup, which he killed it.
Okay.
But his beef stew, unbelievable.
All right, so let's talk about that because that was a debate we got on
unbelievable beef stew.
All right, but here's the thing. Stew's not soup. It's not stew of the day. It's soup of the day. Now, it sounds delicious, and I'm going to have this beef stew when I go to the ballpark. I'm excited about it.
You're saying it doesn't fall under the category?
It's not a soup.
Well, it's in a cup.
No, okay, so it's ice cream. Is that a soup?
You eat it the same way.
Well, if you let it sit long enough, yes.
Okay, well, no, I'm saying
is chili a soup?
No, chili is not soup. Chili is chili.
But it's
chili
also served in a bowl with
a
the soup.
No, but again, just because it's in a bowl doesn't make it. Cereal is not a
but
soup.
But chili usually shows up in the list of soups on a menu.
Yeah, that's not. Is it my fault that those places screw up? It's not. Chili's not soup.
That's not the biggest question.
What is it?
Do you want to sit next to a man who's just consumed broccoli soup? Because if you've ever had broccoli soup stays with you all day.
It's a valid point.
Like when you forget you had broccoli soup, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I had broccoli soup for lunch.
Mace, the other question, Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester
Red
Wings.
We're asking him all these questions, and he's not even answering.
Well, I don't even think we need the answers.
You're not even giving him a chance.
Red Wings first pitch, 4:05 today. He's at Gates at
2:30,
okay. What am I getting my soup in when I buy it?
Standard bowl? What are you?
I think a bowl, yeah.
Do you get the lid like you get at Wegmans when you ladle your own soup?
Yeah, because Kimmy was theorizing that you would get a cup with your soup
like
that
a
you
whole,
could
slurp
you could
it.
Chug
sip
it?
Your soup.
Yeah, it's like got to have a lid.
Soup sippy cup.
Maybe put it in a beer bat?
Okay, will you do
soup bat?
Soup bat.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a horrible idea.
Oh, no, that would
How
be the best.
How would you drink it?
What do you mean?
Like like you would drink a soda or a beer.
Well, no, I would want a long-ass spoon for my soup bat.
Wait, you'd want a spoon?
Well, yeah,
no, you would just suck down your soup.
No spoons.
You can't drink stew, which, again, goes back to my argument that it's not soup.
Yes, you can. You can drink stew. If you put your mind to it, you can do it. Just stick it in the bat.
All right.
Give it a shot.
All right, so Kimmy, you know how there's been this tradition now at pro baseball games. If you catch a ball with your beer, you have to chug the beer. If I catch a ball with my soup, do I have to chug the soup?
Clearly.
All right,
you got to give the people what they pay for. Come on, give them what they want. Do it for the fans, Pat.
Going from the soup questions with general manager Dan Mason of the Rochester Red Wings into actual ballpark stuff. Tommy, I was telling you this morning, this will be the first time in Rochester Red Wings history where there will be robot umps. What are you guys officially calling them?
It's the ABS system.
Which is?
Automatic balls and strikes.
Okay, so now tell me when I'm wrong here.
Okay.
There were cameras installed at Frontier Field.
A lot of cameras.
That are behind home plate.
They're all over the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's eight cameras positioned all over the field.
So for half of your home games this year, you will not have a human calling balls and strikes. You will have this system calling balls and strikes.
That is correct.
Have you seen it in action yet?
I've seen it in other ballparks, yes.
Okay. And I know you're a baseball traditionalist.
Yes.
How do you feel about this new development?
Whatever it takes to get the call right.
Oh, man, what
So is there an ump still standing there?
Yes. So okay. Fans,
what is he doing?
So fans actually will not notice.
Oh.
If you came to a game and we were having it was an ABS game, fans would not know the difference.
So what is it, so what's that ump doing?
So basically, he is there on the field. He'll have a monitor. He'll have like an earpiece, and somebody up in the press box will view the computer and tell him, yeah, that was a ball or that was a strike.
Man,
and
what
he'll
a make, gig this is.
He'll make the,
you guys not doing nothing.
Well, no, he still has to call plays at the plate, balks, things
sure.
like that.
Yes. Yeah, there's
exactly.
other stuff.
Balk.
Yeah. What's a balk?
The pitch clock. He has to, you know.
Oh, yeah, the pitch clock.
Sure,
you guys have had the pitch clock.
So now you
years,
have
no?
a shot clock on the pitches, right?
Well, that's in Major League. It's new this year. They've had it for a couple of years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. So, but I mean, I'm assuming, Mace, that they are experimenting with this ABS technology to eventually move it into Major League Baseball if it's successful.
That's correct.
So,
and then, sorry.
Oh, no. So, if you're going to the ballpark to go see the Red Wings, you could be witnessing history that eventually shows up.
This is a great night for old guys to go to the park. There are so many things to be mad at baseball right now. Goddamn soup, long ass beers. Where now there's computers on the field.
Well. I'll tell you this.
They think you gotta have
Fridays,
a lady robot down there.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games will be challenge games. So the umps will make the calls just like the old days. Mm-hmm. The pitcher, the catcher, and the hitter will have a couple of seconds after every pitch to challenge it.
Okay.
So they can go up, you know.
Yeah.
That if the pitcher feels it was a strike and they called it a ball, they can ask for it to be looked at.
So that would be a game where the human ump calls balls and strikes, and
correct.
The system is there just for review purposes.
Check.
Correct.
And how many reviews do I get a 9-inning game?
3 per team.
If we go into extras, do I get more?
No.
You don't sound confident.
But you get soup.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. General Manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason, hanging out with us. First pitch, 4:05 today. They're there all weekend. We'll get to that in just a second. I mean, look, I know that baseball traditionalists...
I'm telling you, there's going to be old guys. It gives us something to be mad at.
Well, like yesterday, opening day for Major League Baseball happened. They got the bigger bases. They put the shot clock in, pitch clock.
The bases are actually
flying
bigger?
By.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's making the game safer.
Right. No shift.
Faster. Yeah, the shift was taken away. We're getting into super nerdy baseball stuff. I watched a couple of games yesterday. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't hate it.
No, it's great.
The games went quick.
You like the pace?
Yes.
So they said it shaved like almost 30 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
Per game.
Now, that was opening day, so it's one thing. But, yeah, it seems like – because you guys were dealing with the pitch clock for the first time. Your games were faster.
We did it about, I think, 6 or 7 years ago we started to do it. And then for, you know, the first year they paid attention, and then the umps kind of let the players just – they stopped paying attention to the clocks. Last year they said you got to pay attention to the clocks, and it really cut our games down by 20 to 30 minutes a game.
Which,
and it was great.
The biggest complaint from casual baseball fans is, I don't want to be here 4 hours. I don't want to sit and watch a game on TV for 4 hours.
Well, there's a lot of downtime.
Mm-hmm. I can only eat so much soup.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm all full of soup, right? I've been eating broccoli soup all day.
Oh, four you don't hours, want to sit next to that guy.
4 hours worth of broccoli soup.
That guy's
soup.
Dangerous.
All right, Mace. So, Milo the Bat Dog, you got the toboggan hat giveaway for the first...
1,000 fans for the hats, 2,500 fans for the magnetic schedules. And then everybody gets to see Milo the Bat Dog.
Which is great. All right, so tomorrow you guys are home as well.
Tomorrow home. Game time 1:05. Gates open at noon. Magnetic schedule giveaway. And then Sunday, game time 1:05. Kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
Okay, we talked about this. So it's the kids is suggested, right?
Kids can run the
bases. Kids can run the bases. So there will be someone checking IDs at the gate to run the bases?
Correct. Kids can run the bases.
Tommy, I'm excited to go see this robot umpire technology.
But you won't really notice it. Like you said, it's just cameras.
You won't really notice it until the challenge games.
Yeah.
I think so. Tuesday through Thursday games will be the ABS games. And again, I don't think fans are really going to be able to tell the difference.
But what I think is unique about this, tell me if I'm wrong, not to get super nerdy here, Tommy, you never played baseball as a kid. You never played any organized sports?
No, thanks for constantly pointing that out.
Big old sissy.
But I've had a lot of soup.
If you played baseball growing up, if you watch baseball, Mace, you know, as much as they say they don't, every umpire has their own personal strike zone.
Correct.
They can change based on umpire, whereas this computer system, it's going to be a consistent
so it's locked in.
Strike zone across the league at all times.
Right.
I'm interested to see if you're going to notice that compared to a Friday, Saturday, Sunday game where you have an umpire that has their, quote, personal strike zone. If you'll be able to see it with the naked eye.
Right.
You know
and
what I mean?
And I think one of the cool things about the challenge games is that if there is a challenge, the replay will be very quick. It won't be like if you're watching a college basketball game or even, you know, football. There's a the delay, it takes a long time to review that.
Sure.
And MLB has done a really good job of making it very quick. The player has to decide, like, within seconds, and then the review will be very quick because they'll just say, okay, what was it, a ball strike, according to the computer, and we'll get going again.
There is one thing that sucks, though, Tommy.
What's that?
Well, like we were talking this morning, if when you go to a game that's an ABS game, a robot umpire game, it's not the umpire making the calls.
Yes.
So who are you supposed to argue with?
Well, you can't.
Like, if the umpire is really
upset.
You just got
to go up to that camera and just get it in his face. Right? Throw your hat on the ground. The camera just stares at you.
Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings. So, homestand this weekend.
Yep, three this weekend. Then we go to Syracuse, and then we'll be back home on the 11th through the 18th.
Okay, and if I want to get tickets to the game this evening, or this afternoon, I'm sorry?
Go to redwingsbaseball.com or give us a buzz at 423-WING.
And if I want one of those super cool jackets you're wearing?
Stop by the Red Wings team store for all the latest drip.
What is that? Are you saying drip?
Yeah, drip.
Drip or drip?
Yeah, that's what the kids are saying these
Kimmy,
days.
You're the youngest person here. You want to explain to Tommy what drip is?
It's swag.
Thank
it
you.
It was what swag was.
You're going to have to do that again because it's still not close enough.
No, I think he knows what swag is.
Swag, I guess.
What's swag?
Clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, style.
Trendy. Yeah.
Trending.
Style.
Right.
Trending. No, she said trending.
But,
trending.
But drip doesn't even make sense.
What is anything? Swag doesn't make sense. Groovy doesn't make sense.
Groovy is groovy.
What is groovy? Define groovy.
You are not groovy. You opposite you.
What would make me groovy?
If you leave. That would be totally groovy.
Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings. Go see him this weekend.
Yeah.
Watch. And so this weekend will be challenge games with the robot umpires.
Actually, those don't start until the end of this month when the ABS will kick in.
I can get my tacos on Tuesday when you guys are back home. I can get a rice bowl anytime I want.
Those will be specials. So we'll let you know.
Okay, we'll let you know about the rice bowl. We'll get the word out. What about soup? Can I get some soup?
We'll be doing the soup of the day probably for our April game. So it's not going to be something, you know, you're not going to get soup in July or June.
Okay, but wait.
But early in the season, you'll be able to get soup.
Because that would be weird.
Can I get
and it might be stew or it might be chili.
Ooh, stew.
Can I get soup today?
No, because it's not April yet.
It's one day before.
You know how they are.
Yeah, no, I don't think soup.
Wait, okay, wait. We've been talking about soup for 10 minutes. I can't go get soup?
Just get a hot dog today.
Okay.
Get your first Weigel's red or white hot covered with Rochester meat hot sauce. That's the way to start on opening day.
He's only been here once so far this season, and he's already done with
us.
Shut up and eat your hot dog and come to the ballpark and have fun, please.
Yeah, and then when you get your soup, get a beer bat in the Red Wings team store while you're checking out all the drip. And then put your soup in a beer bat and just give it a shot. See what happens.
The coolest man in Rochester, Dan Mason, general manager of Rochester Red Wings. Thanks for the time, buddy. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.